Hey, how's it going? Welcome back to the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat, and I am here for you. I am here for you 3 times a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, to give you the keys to the door that will hopefully let in that happiness that we're all shooting for. We're all trying to be happy. That's what it's all about. And hopefully these podcasts will help. But if you got something bugging you and you want to get it to me quick, you can text me at 304-506-3332. Let me know what you're thinking, man. I'll get right back to you. Also, don't forget, my book will be coming out in the summer, probably late summer now. I'm not doing very well on it, but in the summer. But if you're enjoying the show, it's safe to assume a lot of other people are liking it too. So you should help them find it. Share the podcast as often as you can. You just might change somebody's life. Or if you want to share your story with me, or you're just looking for a new perspective, which is kind of what this podcast has become. I'm talking about your issues and your problems and hopefully helping you to get through it and find the positivity. But if you've got something that's bugging you, and you want my perspective, go to bepositivepodcast.com/your story. Tell me all about it. I'll discuss it on an upcoming show, and I will give you a shout out on the air, just like Dan from Arkansas. Hey, Dan, thanks for taking the time to drop me a line here. And Jessica from Houston, Texas. Hey, Jessica, how's it going? Thanks for listening to the show. And Craig from Spotify. Hang in there, Craig. I'm going to get to your email in another show, but hang in there. Anyway, Dan, Jessica, Craig, shout out. And today's show comes from Jordan. Jordan, and his question is, why do people question my happiness? I get it, man. I get it. I totally get it. You don't know how often people question my happiness and positivity. Say, like, how can somebody be happy all the time? Well, because I choose to. And I tell them that, and they're like, God, there's no way. You don't just choose that. And I'm like, I don't have time. But anyway, Jordan wants to know, why do people question my happiness? His letter goes like this. I was born into mental illness and substance abuse. Both of my parents and literally every member of my family has either a disorder or an addiction. I was raised mostly by my mom after my parents got a divorce when I was 5. After the divorce, we were dirt poor. I remember living in a trailer with no heat and rats bigger than squirrels living in the walls. I was diagnosed as a child with various labels that I never really felt belonged to me. Things got harder for me as a teen, and I slowly became an outcast at my school and also my family. I felt as if I didn't belong. I moved to a larger city the next state over, found a job, started exercising, and eventually met the woman of my dreams. All right, cool. If I want something in my life, I need to make it happen and stop waiting for it to drop into my lap. In a recent conversation with a family member, I mentioned to them that I was truly happy with who I've become. They questioned my happiness and asked me if I was really happy or just faking it. It made me mad. I can get that. I get it. I'm mad because I fought to change and gave considerable effort to become the person that I am now proud to be. I fought to escape a life of being the victim and living with labels and now living as a very happy and healthy person. So my question to you is, why do others question or doubt happiness in others? More specifically, why would my family seemingly not want me to be happy? All right, Jordan, that's a good question. And you know what? I was just talking about that today on a Facebook Live thing, and how people question your happiness and don't think that it's real. They're like, how can you be happy all the time? And they say it to me. And when I'm positive, most of the time, like all the time I'm positive. The one time I'm not, people are like, how come you're not happy? How come you're not positive? Well, I'm a human being. But when I am happy so often, and it drives people nuts and they don't think it's real. They really can't understand it because they don't focus on that positive energy, on the happiness. So they don't know how to be happy because they're just living in stress. They're living in fear. They're living a life that is not the life they want to live. And that's how you become truly happy as often as I am happy, is I'm doing what I love to do. Life is great. And as long as you think that and you believe that, you can actually totally be happy. And it's not that hard to be happy. It's just a choice that you have to make. Even in any situation, it's a choice. Your emotions are a choice. And if you don't believe that, think of something that's really like sad for you or a really depressing time, and really start thinking about it and remembering how you felt at that time and visualizing where you were. Maybe someone passed away, or maybe there was an accident, or maybe someone got some really bad news, and how you felt and how sad. And you can take your emotions to that place, and you'll get really down and really dark and really depressed because of the what of your thoughts that you're thinking. And it works the same way for being happy. If you think happy thoughts and practice happy thoughts instead of thinking of in the past and bad stuff, then you will be happy. And it's not that hard. And people will question it. I tell you what, they will question it. And I don't think your family doesn't want you to be happy. Maybe they're still not used to it. Maybe they're not accepting of change. But keep being the person that you are. Jordan, the way, you know, you've come from a bad background of substance abuse and feeling left out and being an outcast and going through what you went through. And now you're happy with yourself. And the most important thing above all is to look in the mirror and be happy with yourself. When you look in that mirror, you can look yourself in the eye and be happy with the person that you see, knowing that you're doing all you can do to better the world, to better yourself, to be happy, to be positive, to inspire other people to be happier too. And it's a collective energy. The more people are happy and the more people are starting to think of a vibration of happiness in their mind and in their body and start resonating at that frequency, the more of us that do that, the stronger the energy will be. And it's starting to change. I really think that all this energy and all this collective energy, I like to call it, it's like being put in two or three different areas. There's the positive people that are like doing stuff like I am, and people that listen to shows like this or that are really have a positive outlook on everything and they're happy most of the time. And they have all the collective energy. And then there's people that are angry all the time and of fear, living in stress and fear. And their collective energy is showing its strength in numbers right now, especially. So if the negative can show its collective energy like is going on now in society, the positive can also show its collective energy. But it has to be done a different way. It can't be visual. It can't be violent. It has to be through the mind. So you have to open up your mind to the positivity and to happiness. And it's a frequency. And you will have a happier life. And after a while, you won't even think of it. You won't even think about it. It'll become just a way of life. It's just a habit. Just like learning a bad habit of smoking or cussing or whatever your bad habit is, or maybe you fart in public. I don't know, whatever it is. But if you have a bad habit, then it eventually becomes just a way of life. So good habits can become a way of life too. And that's about it. That's all I got to say. So don't worry about people questioning your happiness, Jordan. Don't worry about them. You're not living your life for them. Just remember, you're living your life for you. And if you're happy, if you are truly happy, like you say you are, by reading the whole letter, I didn't read the whole thing, but reading the whole letter, you are very happy and very proud of where you come from, and you should be. You should be. And live that happiness and enjoy it. Don't let anybody take that away from you. And if they question it, well, it's on them, because you know what? They don't understand it. They don't understand how to be happy. So maybe show them by example. Just keep being happy, man. Just keep being happy. Well, that's it. That's it. I hope that helped, Jordan, a little bit. Don't let people question your happiness. Let them just look at it and enjoy it. Anyway, that's the show. I really appreciate everybody listening. Remember, you can hit me up on the text line 304-506-3332. Or you could go to bepositivepodcast.com/yourstory. Tell me a story. Tell me a story. I'd love to talk about it. I'd love to help you out and help you find the happiness that we're all looking for. You know it. You know it. You just want to be happy, and I can help you. So, Jordan, I hope that helped, and congratulations on where you've come, and congratulations on understanding your happiness. Now your challenge is And don't worry what anybody else thinks about it. This has been the Be Positive, Stay Positive podcast. My name is Nat. I think we can all do a little bit better. I'll talk to you later.